Even though.
Resentment's a hard one to let go of.
Resentment's a hard one to let go of.
And I'm not even sure I want to let go.
Resentment.
It feels so awful.
It feels hard.
Sometimes it's heavy.
I'm not really sure what
resentment
is.
It feels like grief. And hurt feelings. All wrapped up together. Which is crazy. Because either one of those
feels awful enough
by itself.
This resentment.
It makes me feel
so angry.
So stuck.
This resentment.
It's easier than sadness.
It's easier than depression.
But I don't like it.
It's isolating.
I feel alone in my resentment.
I feel separate.
Very separated.
In my resentment.
Resentment feels like armor.
And I'm sure it was to
protect me.
And now I don't know how to get out of it.
And sometimes I might like
to take the armor off
and rest a little while.
Or get back
to the me
that didn't feel this way.
Resentment.
It's like armor.
Keeping me
away
from forgiveness.
Away from forgiveness.
Resentment
tells me
I don't want to let it go.
I want to hold it forever.
I want to feed it,
grow it,
use it
to stay mad.
Because if I let go of the resentment,
I might tumble head first,
heart first,
into grief.
It is sad.
It is so sad.
That someone I trust,
someone I love,
someone I want to love,
could betray me,
let me down,
offend me,
not even know me.
This resentment.
Why aren't they thinking
the way I want them to
think?
This resentment.
Why are they withholding
what I desire to receive?
This resentment.
How could they be so stupid?
How could they be so wrong?
And I'm not ready to feel better yet.
I'm not ready to let go
of their wrong.
And I'm right.
I'm not ready to let it go.
I don't want to feel better.
They're wrong.
I'm right.
And I don't want to feel better yet.
Yes, I do.
No, I don't.
They need to make me feel better.
And the only way they can do that
is if they feel bad.
I'm not letting the resentment go.
Unless I know
for a fact
they feel worse than me.
I want them to feel terrible.
Awful.
As hurt as I am.
That's what I want.
All the way.
I'm holding on to resentment.
All the ways.
I'm sure that I can't let it go.
All the time.
I've felt the pain.
The limitation.
The rejection.
The separateness.
The powerlessness.
Of rejection.
Both as giver
and receiver.
All this.
Resentment.
Over perceiving.
That there has been a rejection.
A rejection of my ideas.
A rejection of my needs.
A rejection of my opinion.
Wouldn't it be lovely
if I could stop taking it personally?
I can't let it go.
I can't let it go.
Of course I'm taking it personally. I'm the person they were rude to.
Inadequate with.
Inconsistent with.
Of course I'm taking it personally.
I wonder if I could let that go.
I wonder if I could let that go.
Not because they deserve forgiveness.
Because I deserve peace.
I just want to feel better.
I want to be in that place
where I don't even think about it.
Where yes, it happened.
It was really awful.
They really are a jerk.
And it's over.
I want to get to that place
where I can say, yes, it happened.
It was lousy.
It's terrible.
It's so sad.
It's not logical.
It'll never make sense to me.
I'll never understand it.
And it really did happen.
And it really is over now.
I want resentment to be over now.
And I'm wondering,
how many times
will I have to release resentment?
I wanted it to be only once.
And I suddenly find
it's a lifetime.
And I wondered,
how many times
would I have to let go of fear?
And I kind of thought it might be once.
And now I find it's a lifetime
of choosing
to have human emotion
and tap my way out of it
into the good part.
All these human emotions
that contribute to resentment.
All these human emotions
that stay with resentment.
I'd like to
give myself a break.
I'd like to get back.
To the better feeling place,
where I am aware
it's a lousy thing to happen.
It's an awful thing to hear.
It was totally blindsided.
I don't deserve it.
It really happened to me.
It really happened to me.
And it's over now.
I'd like to let the resentment go.
All the resentments
of my lifetime.
Any way I've contributed
to resentment
as giver or receiver,
as observer,
all the ways
I have contributed,
I'm seeking to create
a break from that
right now.
I deserve
to feel better.
I just want to feel better.
I just want to feel better.
I give myself permission
to feel better.
And I forgive me
for any ways
I have led to others
feeling the awful feeling
of resentment
towards me.
I forgive myself.
I ask them to forgive me.
And I forgive me
for buying into
this painful armor
that did protect me for a moment
and is now just too heavy,
too hot,
too hard,
too burdensome.
I love and accept me
as I find my way again
out of resentment
and into
feeling better.
I choose to feel better.
I deserve to feel better.
Okay, big breath.
Okay, so I'm not sure that everybody kind of cleared there. Does some people have other memories coming up already? Anybody go into something else, even as we're tapping?
Less than feelings.
Feeling less than? Okay. Anybody else? Usually I have you scale it, but I can feel if the energy shifted, but it felt like it kind of went over. Okay. You ready?
Even though.
I must really be buying into it.
I'll do that one again for you. I must really
be buying into it.
I feel hurt.
Defensive.
That means
at some level,
I must believe them.
I must believe they
want to
hurt me.
On purpose.
I wonder if that's true.
For that to be true,
I'd have to be really worthless.
Small.
Unimportant.
This fear
that they can hurt me.
Reject me.
On purpose
is really bothering me. And I'd like to see it differently.
All the times I've been cruel.
Bitchy.
Grumpy.
Critical.
I never felt good.
When I feel good, I'm nice.
I'm kind.
I'm generous.
Is it maybe possible?
Could I be open?
To the possibility
that their ugliness,
their scarcity,
their cruelty,
their reaction
has nothing to do with me.
Very little to do with me.
It's their smallness.
Their unworthiness.
Their unhappiness.
That got directed at me.
Could I be open to the possibility
that when I'm the one who's hurt,
rejected,
let down,
I wonder if that's all about me.
Some of it is.
My feelings.
My thoughts.
My interactions.
Whatever I do with it after it happens.
And I wonder if I could be open.
To the possibility
that maybe,
just maybe,
I don't have to buy all of it.
I don't have to buy into all of it.
The one who caused harm,
the jerk in this scenario,
must have felt worse
than I feel now
to do that,
to withhold that.
To attack.
Feels really bad.
It has to feel bad.
To want to attack.
This really happens all the time.
And I give myself permission
to heal all parts of me
that are still contributing to the thought
that I'm small,
that I'll be hurt,
that I'll be left,
insulted,
criticized.
All the parts of me
feeling small,
feeling vulnerable,
believing
that they have that power
to hurt me,
to have me put up
the armor of resentment.
I really want to let that go.
I am not a child.
And I have been cruel.
And I have been thoughtless.
And I have been reactive.
And it really wasn't about the other person.
It was about how I felt about me.
How tired I was.
How insecure I was.
How overwhelmed I was.
All the ways.
I have participated.
In any way.
At any level.
Contributing.
To unworthiness. And resentment.
I'm releasing that now.
I prefer.
I much prefer.
To know the strength of me.
And to see the goodness in them.
They're not all good.
Neither am I.
They're not all good.
And they're not all bad.
And I want to remember the good.
And laugh at the bad.
Not just once.
But many times.
In this earth life.
I want
want to get so good.
I want to get so good
at recognizing,
that they're never all bad.
And I can let go of the bad.
And focus on the good.
Not just for them.
But also for me.
All the ways I've ever played small.
All the ways I've ever gotten stuck.
In the negativity.
In the rejection.
Perceived or real.
I'm releasing that now.
Because I deserve.
I am creating.
I am allowing.
Me.
To feel better.
I claim.
Feeling better.
They're a jerk.
I've been a jerk.
It's
going to happen again.
And sometimes I like them.
And sometimes I don't.
Sometimes I like me.
Sometimes I don't.
Wouldn't it be nice?
Wouldn't it be a relief?
If I could recognize the bad.
Acknowledge the bad.
And then remember the good.
I'm letting go of the bad.
Not because they're wonderful.
Not because they deserve forgiveness.
But because I want to feel better.
I want to feel worthy.
And I want to see them as worthy.
In this funny earth experience.
Where we seem hardwired for the pain.
Where we hurt those we love the most.
And sometimes not even on purpose.
I desire
to develop the habit
of recognizing the bad,
judging it as not good,
and shifting my attention
to all the good I do like.
I give myself permission
to choose to see the good
within me,
within them.
Not just once.
Not just once.
But many times
in my lifetime.
Okay, big breath.